So we're on daf.
It's 2 minutes early if people are coming late. I don't know.
Yeah, so we're on daf Ted Zion today. Wait, everybody was supposed to be muted, though. One second, let me just make sure. Okay. All right, so we're on daf Ted Zion today, right? So I'll begin. So we were discussing, we had a machloket in yesterday's Gemara between Rav Papa and Rav Huna Barei Rav Yeshua, if the paritz is ka'omeid. In other words, we said a din in Mechitzot is that the omeid has to be merubah al paritz. There has to be more solid material than open material in any partition. But let's say it's equal. Is that good or not good? So Rav Papa says it's good, and Rav Huna Barei Yeshua says not good. Okay, that's where we're at. Okay, so we're on Ted Zion Man Aleph, around the fifth line of Tashma, the first words in the line of Tashma. So the Gemara says, now this is going to be a long brisa, and the Gemara is going to analyze the brisa and try to deduce a proof. You know, we'll see according to each one, and then we'll finish up. So Tashma Nimsei Natalmeir Shlosh Midot B'Mechitzot. There are three categories when it comes to Mechitzot. Mechitzot are partitions. He says Kol Shu Pachot Mishlosha Tzarish Lihei Ben Zelzeh Shlosha. If the partition, in other words, if each piece of the partition is less than three tefachim, which is like thin pieces of wood, let's say. So there has to be between each piece of wood less than three tefachim. They still use that kir hagdi b'vat rosh. So that a gdi, a goat, can't go unimpeded between the spaces. So that's what it's saying. So in other words, so if the pieces are less than three tefachim, so the spaces in between can't be more than three tefachim. Then it says kol shu shlosha mishlosha arba. If the pieces are between three tefachim and four tefachim, tzrishli hebin zilzeh kimiluo. So between the solid pieces, there can't be enough equal to the solid pieces. So the part that's open should not be equal to the part that's standing. All right. And if there was more open than standing, so then you can't, again, I left this out. The brisa is talking about kilayim. It's not talking about Shabbos. This brisa is talking about kilia karam. And as you have a vineyard, and then you want to have a partition around the vineyard to be able to plant vegetables like flush against the partition. That's what it's talking about. But we're going to try to extrapolate from the dinim of that partition to Shabbos. So we're going to go through the brisa, and then we'll analyze different lines in the brisa, okay? So it's saying that if the pieces that comprise the partition are between three tefachim and four tefachim, so the space can't be larger than the solid piece. So in other words, so if the solid piece is three tefachim, the space can't be lechora three tefachim. We'll see what's going on. Then it says that if the paros is merubah al-omeid, if there's more spaces than solid, so you can't plant even against the solid. So on one side of the solid, I have grape. On the other side, I have vegetables. I can't do that. He says, "Kol shu arba umi arba esra amod." If the pieces are between four tefachim and ten amod, he says, "Sarishli he ben zelaze kimiluo." So the spaces should not equal the solid portion. Shlo yehe paritz ka'omeid. So the open part should be equal to the standing part. V'imaya paritz ka'omeid. And if it was equivalent, Kineged ha'omeid mutar. So I'm allowed, if it's more than four tefachim, I'm allowed to plant on the opposite side of the solid piece. That I could do. In other words, the four tefachim is such a significant piece, even if it doesn't constitute a whole partition, I could have grape on one side and vegetables on the other side of the solid piece. He says, Kineged ha'omeid mutar, Kineged ha'paretz asur, opposite the open part, not. Ha'omeid merubah ha'paretz, if the part was solid was greater than that which is open. So he says, Af kineged haparetz mutar. Then I can plant even near the open part. In other words, then it's a solid mechitza. Even the open part is considered a solid mechitza. Nifritza biyoter mi eser, if there's an opening that's bigger than 10 amot, then asur. That's going to destroy the mechitza because an opening can't be greater than 10 amot. We had that already. Hayusham kanim hadokranim, if there were the sharp poles, we've had those as well. Va'oselahen peyamilamala. In other words, he's got the opening which is bigger than 10 amot, but he's got these kanim medu kranim, these sharp poles. He sticks the sharp poles in, and he's going to put a grapevine on top of it. He's got a surah petach that'll override the ten amot. He says, afilu biyoter meyaser mutar. Okay, that's the brisa. So let's just be patient. So the brisa, again, we're discussing the question that's on the table is if the paritz is equal to the omed. If I have a partition and the part that's open is equivalent to the part that's solid, is that a kosher machitza or not a kosher machitza? So we had the machloket yesterday between Rav Papa, who said it's a kosher machitza, and Rav Yehoshua, who says not kosher. So we just quoted this long brisa with a lot of different dinim in partitions, but the partitions we're talking about kilayim with kilia kerem. It was dividing between the kerem and the vegetables. So we spoke about where the solid pieces are less than 3 tefachim, when the solid pieces are between 3 and 4 tefachim, then when the solid pieces are between 4 tefachim, I think, and 10 amot, right? Those are the ones that we had. All right, now, we'll take one line down, and then we'll take some questions, okay? So Katani Miat Reisha, the Gemara says, I learned, at least in the Reisha, in the beginning part of the Braisa, which was the second category, which was between 3 and 4 tefachim, he says, So if the solid portions are between 3 and 4 tefachim in width, that's fine, provided that the spaces are not equal to the solid. That's what the Braisa says. So if the solid piece is 3 tefachim, the space can't be 3 tefachim. That's what it's saying. So the Gemara says, Tiyufta de Rapapa. So that's not looking good for Rapapa. Rapapa says the space could be equal to the solid. The Braisa said the space can't be equal to the solid. So he says, Amarlach Rapapa. Rapapa would say to you in response to that question, my miluo, what does it mean, kinegan miluo? Miluo is the solid part. In other words, the space is equal to miluo. What does that mean? Nichnas viotze. It doesn't mean it's exactly equal. It means that I have the solid portion set up, and if I would take an equivalent solid portion to try to fill in the space, it could go in easily and out easily, meaning the space is actually larger than the... So when it says kimi luo, it doesn't mean the space is equal to the solid portion. It means the space is slightly larger than the solid portion. Just one minute. He says, so then that's what's not good. But so hakinami mistabra. The Gemara says that's a logical interpretation of the Braisa, mita katani, because we learn elsewhere in the Braisa, this is a maya paritz mumba ala omed. The Braisa says if the open part was greater than that which is solid, af kineged omed asur. So then you can't even plant near the omed, near the solid part. So he says haka omed mutar. So the implication is that if it's equal, it would be permissible. So that which we thought was a question against Rav Papa is now turning out that the Braisa seems to be on all fours like Rav Papa. Shmamina. So from here we could deduce that we can say the Braisa is following Rav Papa. So the Braisa not against Rav Papa. The Braisa is saying that equal is good, but the Braisa, when it talks about kimi luo, means it's larger than the solid, but the open is larger than the solid. So the Gemara says, Lema tehiyus to the Rav Huna b'Rei Yehoshua. So now the tables are turned. So once I say the Braisa is actually following Rav Papa, that if the space is equal to the solid, that's a good machitza. So then that's a kash against Rav Huna b'Rei Yehoshua, who said that it's not a good machitza. So Amar Lach, so Rav Huna b'Rei Yehoshua would say to you, V'latameich, according to your svara, Ema Seifa. Let me go to the end of the Braisa, and I'll adduce proof to my position from the end of the Braisa. It says, Amaya omed meruba l'parotz, if that which was solid was greater than that which was open, av kenegad aparotz mutar. So then you can plant even near the open part. That's what they said at the end of the Braisa with the larger pieces. So he says, Hakiparitz Asur. So that would lead to a deduction. It's saying if the solid is greater than the space, it's a good machitza. The implication being if it's equal, it's not good machitza. So that line supports Rav Huna b'Rei Dov Yehoshua. So he says, Seifa Kash L'Rav Papa. So the end of the Braisa poses a question against Rav Papa. Reisha Kash L'Rav Huna b'Rei Dov Yehoshua. The Reisha is not like Rav Huna b'Rei Dov Yehoshua. So again, Rav Papa holds the space can be equal to the solid portion. Rav Huna b'Rei Dov Yehoshua says the space can't be equal to the solid portion. So from the Reisha of the Braisa, we had a pshat that supports Rav Papa. From the Seifa, it seems like it supports Rav Huna b'Rei Dov Yehoshua. So the Gemara says, Seifa the Rav Papa lo kasha. The Gemara says, the Seifa is not a contradiction to Rav Papa. Last narrow line. Aydi Tana Resha Paras Merubala Omed, Rav Papa would say, in the beginning, where he's teaching me an invalid partition. When the Tana teaches me an invalid partition, it says Paras Merubala Omed. That's what he wants to teach. Where it's more open than solid, that's the kiss of death. So he says, and therefore, when it's equal, it's good. That's the way Rav Papa interprets it. So Tana Seifa Omed Merubala Paras. So the Tana, for symmetry of language, picks the opposite case when he wants to say that you have a kosher mechitza. He says, omed meruba la paretz, even though omed could be equal to the paretz according to Rav Papa. That's the way Rav Papa will interpret the braisa. Then the Gemara says, reisha Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua lo kasha. And the reisha will not be a question against Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua. I need to buy them in a seifa, omed meruba la paretz, when he wants to teach you that omen meruba laparis, the kosher mechitza, is the solid is greater than the open. That's the way Rav Huna. When the solid is greater than the opening, that's a kosher mechitza. If it's equal, it's not kosher. So he says, Tana Resha Paras Meruba Omein. So for symmetry of language, he teaches in the beginning of the Braisa, for the unkosher mechitza is Paras Meruba Omein, even though equal is not good. That's the way Rav Huna will interpret the Braisa. So let me just do a few more lines. I just want to get through this, and I know you're chomping at the bit, Fern, and we'll try to get to everybody, okay? So now the Gemara says, B'shleim l'Rav Papa, why don't I pause here just 1 minute. Let me get everybody. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? What do you got?
They didn't give the last line of the Braita, Nifrit Sabiyoter Maaser, Me'eser Asur. Never mind.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have any questions? Okay. So I'm gonna move on now. Okay.
So what proof? So do we have a proof yet?
We can interpret the Braisa either in, like Rav Papa or Rav Huna. So it's not Mukrak.
And the ratio of the Seifa, right?
Each one will interpret the Braisa according to their way. So each one will say this is Bedafka and this is for symmetry of language. The other one say this is Bedafka and the other is for symmetry of language. Okay. So
we have a template for equal? Yeah.
So again, each one will interpret the Braisa their way. So we don't have a raya that's mukhrach one way or another way. Now we're on the third wide line on Tzimna 16a, the third wide line. Okay. So the Gemara says Bishleim l'Rav Papa mishmahachi lo ariv lahu v'tani lahu. Now, according to Rav Papa, let's say the pieces of the mechitza are exactly 3 tefachim in width. Now, according to Rav Papa, if I have a space that's equal to 3 tefachim, that would be a good mechitza. In other words, if I have 3 tefachim solid, 3 tefachim space, so that would be a good mechitza. So I understand, therefore, the Tana, so he doesn't mix the first category and the second category. The first category says that the spaces, he says, Koshu pachot mishlosha, Sushabin zelza shlosha, right? That if the pieces are less than 3 tefachim, I cannot have 3 tefachim space. So if the piece would be 3 tefachim exactly, Rav Papa would hold that it would be a good mechitza. So he's not going to learn the 3 tefachim case together in the first category. So the second category is 3 to 4 tefachim. So he learns that the space can't be greater than the solid. That's the way he's going to learn it. But according to Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua, if I have a space that's 3 tefachim, so in Achinami would not be a good mechitza, right? And if I have a solid piece 3 tefachim, then a space 3 tefachim, that would not be a good mechitza. So why according to, what? So the question is, in the Braisa, the question is the 3 tefachim case. So if you look in the Braisa, the first case is when it's less than 3 tefachim, the solid portions. And so then the Tana says, if it's 3 tefachim space, your history, because it's enough space that the kid can go through, the animal kid. So that's the first category. The second category is it goes from the solid goes from 3 tefachim to 4 tefachim. So there the solid has to be greater than the space. That's what we learned in the Braisa, according to the way that's the way Rav Papa will interpret the Braisa. So I understand why 3 tefachim is in the second category, because if I put 3 tefachim solid in the first category, it would be good, because the first category is telling you that the space can't be 3 tefachim. But if the solid is 3 tefachim and the space is 3 tefachim, Rav Papa will hold that is a good mechitza. So obviously, he's going to learn 3 tefachim in the second category. But according to Rav Huna Barei de Rav Yeshua, if it's three tefachim and I have three tefachim space, that's bad. So why do I have to learn three tefachim in the second category? I can learn three tefachim in the first category. So if it has space, three tefachim, it's not good. Let's see back on the Gemara. So the Gemara says on the third white line, so according to Rav Papa, I understand why he doesn't put the three tefachim case in the first category, because that would be a kosher machitza, and Bryce is describing unkosher machitzot. He says, but according to Rav Huna Barei Yeshua, why does the Tana not put three tefachim in the first category, since it's not a good machitza? He should say, kol shu pachot mishlosha ushlosha. He should say, any time the solid is less than three tefachim, or equal to three tefachim, tzirich shlo yehei bein zeh lezeh shlosha, that there can't be three tefachim space between. So that's not good. So why does he not learn that way? So the fact that he doesn't learn that way, we think, is more of a support for Rav Papa. So the Gemara says, no. Mishum zol dami psul zereisha lepsul de seifa. In other words, in achinami, that would be pasul. But Rav Huna Barei Yeshua is going to say that the Tana is dividing it by categories. He says, psul de reisha, kadesh is the kera gadiba bar achad. The psul and the reisha, the first category, is the space can't be large enough that the kid would jump through in one lunge. In other words, like an unimpeded lunge, if it's three tefachim, the kid can do it. He says, psul de seifa, the psul and the seifa, the second category, is shli paratz ka'omed. He says that the parots, the open, shouldn't be equal to the omeid. That's the way that goes. Okay, let me pause for a second. Who's got questions what I just did? I know it's a little complicated, but any questions on what I did? All right, I'm going to move on. All right, now we're two lines from the bottom. All right, now in the Braisa, we divided the solid portions between less than three tefachim, then three tefachim and four tefachim, and then four tefachim and larger. Now, this machloket lavud is when we close up spaces, lavud. So lavud, we normally say if the space is less than three tefachim, so then I can close it. In other words, the spaces are closed by act of law. That's halacha moshe misina, lavud. This machloket where the lavud is three tefachim or four tefachim. So the Gemara is assuming that since I had different dinim for a three tefachim solid piece, and then a different din for four tefachim, but if I have a din for three tefachim, that's a corollary. So if I have a din in lavud, so it makes sense that the solid pieces should also be a din in three tefachim. If I have a din in lavud in four tefachim, it makes sense that the solid pieces have a separate din in four tefachim. Remember, in the Braisa we learned when the solid pieces were greater than four tefachim, then even when I didn't have a kosher mechitza, I was able to plant on the other side of the solid portion. So let's take a look in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Pachot Mishlosha Mani. So the part that says when the solid pieces are less than three tefachim, who is that going like? That's Rabbanan Hi, the Amri Pachot Mishlosha Imrinan Labud, Shlosha Lo Imrinan Labud. In other words, we think since the categories are divided less than three tefachim, then three tefachim, then four tefachim, we think it's going like the Chachamim, who say Labud is less than three tefachim. So it makes sense that there's an analogous case with the solid pieces. He says, Ema Seifa, let's go to the Seifa, the later part of the Braisa. It says, Kul Shu Shosha Mishosha V'yad Arba'a, then we have three to four, and then we have four and above. So let's turn the page. So on the top line, so Atan L'Reb Shimon Gamliel, that L'Chora sounds like Reb Shimon Gamliel, who says that Labud is four tefachim, Damar Pachot Mi'arba Labud. The Rabbanan, Mishosha V'yad Arba'a, Shosha V'yad Arba'a Chad, who according to the Chachamim, three and four should be the same category. So if it's divided up, I have one category for three, then I get to four, that's a different category. That sounds like Rav Shmuel Gamliel. So the whole thing is confusing. So Amar Abaye, so Abaye says, Mi dereisha Rabbanan seifa nami Rabbanan. Abaye says, the whole Braisa is like the Chachamim. In achinami labad is three tefachim. Umod Rabbanan, the whole lemishra kenegdo, ikama komarba chashiv, ilo lo chashiv. In other words, Abaye says that our assumption initially is not 100% accurate. We thought that there will be an analogous din by a solid piece, just like there's a din in lavud that closes space of three tefachim, so too there's a din of a solid piece of three tefachim. So Abaye says it's not 100% true. In other words, even the Chachamim who say lavud is three tefachim, they'll concede when it comes to a solid piece that's four tefachim or greater, that it has a separate din. In other words, that there's not 100% correlation between solid and lavud. In other words, lavud is an important din, and I learn three tefachim solid, I'll learn from lavud. But the Chachamim also say that if I have a large solid piece, which is four tefachim, that is also a greater chashivas. And the chashivas was, we saw that even when it was not a kosher mechitza, if I can have vines on one side of the solid piece, I can plant vegetables on the other side of the piece, solid piece, if it's four tefachim in width. Rava Amar, I mean, to Sefer Rav Shulam Leil, Reishanami Rav Shulam Leil. Rava says that since the Sefer we see is following Rav Shulam Leil, that holds Lavud is four Tvachim, the Reisha must also be like him. V'chi Amar Rav Shulam Leil, Amrin Lavud, Hani Mila Lamala. When Rav Shulam Leil says that Lavud is four Tvachim, that's when something is raised up. In other words, if you remember with the Korah, we had the crossbeam. Let's say the crossbeam is lifted up above the Mavui. So if it's within four Tvachim, we could say Lavud. We could say that it's like hanging, it's resting on the mabui. That's something that's high up in the air. He says, Aval lamata habale kimechitza shigayim bokimba. But when it comes to things that are on the ground, Rabbi Shkamlil will admit that Lavud is three tfachim. And three tfachim is the same space that the gedayim are bokimba. He says, lo amrin on Lavud. Okay? All right, let me just pause for a second. Who's the question that comes to the weekend? What do you got for me, Fern?
Can you summarize, please?
All right, so in the Braisa, we learned different dinim with different widths of solid material and mechitzot. And the categories were 0 to 3, 3 to 4, and 4 to 10 amot, 4 tzvach and 4 to 10 amot. So the Gemara thought, if I'm giving a cheshivas to something which is 3 tzvachim solid, that must be that's an analog to the din of lavud. Because lavud, if I have a space that's 3 tzvachim, I close it up. But then how come I have a cheshivas to something which is 4 tfachim? So that was difficult. And then the 4 tfachim part seems like Rav Shkamlil holds that Lavud is 4 tfachim, but then how come I have 3? So the Gemara was able to reconcile either way. Either guys say the whole Brice is like the Chachamim, and they hold that Lavud is 3 tfachim, but you're right, there's not a 100% correlation. And they concede that something which is 4 tfachim in width has a greater cheshivas, and the cheshivas is that I can plant vegetables on one side and vines on the other side, even if there's not a complete mechitza. Then the Gemara says, in the alternative, I can understand the whole braisa is like Rav Shkamlil that holds Lavud is 4 tfachim. So where do I get the 3 tfachim from? So the Gemara says, Rav Shkamlil holds Lavud is 4 tfachim when it's high up in the air. There he holds that 4 tfachim is Lavud. But when it's on the ground, he'll hold, in Achinami, he'll concede to this din, the first din, that it can't have a space of 3 tfachim, which is the Gdayim Bokimbo. All right, let me go further in the Gemara. Let me get to the Mishnah, and then we'll take another pause, okay? So now we're back to our, on the second wide line. So we're still with this question between Rav Papa and Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua, which is, can the space be equal to the solid or not? Rav Papa says, yes, it can be equal to it. And Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua says, it cannot be equal to it. So Tashma, and this is a brice that we had earlier, Tefano Lalo Shurub Ptachim Chalonot, this is talking about, if you have like a, let me get my picture book out. I don't know if he's got the pictures here. One second. All right, one second. Give me one second. All right. Oh, well, here you see the spaces. Here's the kid going through the spaces. You see the kid, and here's the 3 tfachim one. Okay, and here he's got the bigger pieces here, and here he's got those sharp poles with the tzuris hapetach. All right, so. Okay, and he's picture 139. This may be too difficult for me to get 139. All right, let me not bother with it. Anyway, so the Gemara says, if I have these walls and Ruban, he says, Ruban or Ptachim Chalonot. I have a partition, but it's mostly, most of the partition are entranceways and windows. Remember, the windows were within 10 tefachim of the ground. So I have a partition, but it's mostly air. He says, Mutar, that's permissible. Provided that the solid is greater than that which is open. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Sheruban salkadaita? You mean that most of it is open, but we just said, but you just said most is meruba. El sheriban b'ptachim chalonot mutar. In other words, that you have a lot of entranceways, a lot of windows. Uvachi omid meruba laparitz. So the Braisa says, provided that which is solid is greater than that which is open. His hakaparat asur. So the clear implication of that brisa is, if it's equal, that doesn't cut it. If it's equal, it doesn't work. So tuyufta the Rav Papa, tuyufta. So it sounds like Rav Papa is all upgeshlacht. He's history. So the Gemara says, v'hilchata kavati the Rav Papa. So the Gemara says, the halacha follows Rav Papa, that I kept the space equal to the solid. So the Gemara says, Tiyufta behilkata. You just ask, shlug them up. And then you say, the halakha is like him. In. That's 100% right. Mishum, the daikam on Ethan Kavate. Because the diuk from our Mishnah, again, the most authoritative source is our Mishnah. The Mishnah is more authoritative than a Braisa. So if you look at our Mishnah says that Dan lo yehu pratzot yitera labinyan, that the Mishnah says, and this was how we began the sugya yesterday, that the opening shouldn't be greater than the solid hakibinyan mutar. The clear implication of it's equal to it, it's permissible. So the Gemara ends up saying the halacha follows Rav Papa. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far?
Is a window considered the same like a petach in terms of it being
we said that is the case. The only thing is that they're talking about windows with no glass in them. So our windows have glass. I don't know if that's exactly the same thing. They're talking about windows without glass. It's just a hole in the wall. That's what they're talking about, the window.
I'm talking about with glass, the way we have windows today.
So with our windows, I don't think that would be the same thing, frankly, if it's filled in.
So it's more sealed up.
I don't think that would be the same. All right, any other questions? Yeah, what's up, Malka? What do you got for me? I can't hear. Wait, scream, Malka, because I can't hear you.
Windows without glass. They don't go all the way from the ground. They're like cut out.
So I said the Gemara is talking about that the bottom of the windows are within 10 tefachim of the ground. So 10 tefachim is like 40 inches. That's what we're talking about.
So anything higher would not count?
That's right. In other words, because if I have 10 tefachim, I have a partition already. Right?
Oh, okay.
All right? Okay. Yeah. Okay, Olivia, you had something or what? Or everybody's good? Okay, everybody good? Everybody happy? Okay, so I'm going to move on then. All right? Okay.
This is hard.
You tell me about it. It took so long. I know I went through that quickly. It took so long to just get that all straightened out. All right, let's see. Yosef, you're doing good? Yosef, let me see a thumb. Thumbs up. Okay, good work. All right, so I'm looking at the ceiling there. What am I looking at, Yosef? This looks at the ceiling. All right, there we go. Now we got
ceiling.
All right, let's take a look. All right, so we're at the next Mishnah. Let me get some pictures for you for the next Mishnah. All right, so we're up to picture number 229. You see picture 229 with the three ropes, right? All right, let's take a look. So manitin makifin shloshah chavalim zelamalamizeh. I can string up three ropes, each one above the other rope. He says, "Uvavad shlo yehu bein chebel chaveru shlosha tefachim," provided that there's less than three tefachim between the ropes. So again, so I'm going to have here. I have the ground. Then I have less than three tefachim. I have the first rope. Less than three tefachim. The second rope. Less than three tefachim. The third rope. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Shir chavalim," and it says, "Ovyan it should be yeter al tefach." And it was in the rope. Will add up to a tefach. The shihei hakol asarat tefachim. So this all equals 10 tefachim. It means from the ground to the end of the top rope, I'll have 10 tefachim, and 10 tefachim is what creates a machitza. You got it? Everybody got that? So the Gemara says, he's going to explain. This is like an inferior type of machitza, which is used in the shayara with a caravan. We'll see in a minute. He says bekanim. A makifin bekanim, I can also make a machitza with poles or reeds, poles. You see the this is the next picture, 229. You see here, this one, yeah. So this was 228. This is 229. So he says here, makifin bekanim vanch lo yehi bin kana lechavero shloshet tefachim. Provided that between each pole there's less than three tefachim. B'shayara dibru. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda, now we're going to have four opinions about these machitzot. So these are inferior type machitzot, right? Because there's only, it's only sheti, which is going up, or eruv, which is going crosswise, right? But according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, these type of machitzos are good for a shayara, for a caravan, but not in any other situation, all right? So then that's the first opinion. The Chachamim Omrim lo dibru b'shayara ela b'hoveh. The Chachamim say, no, it's not talking about a caravan. That's the most common situation, but that would be good in any situation. Then it says, a third opinion, kol machitza she'ena shal shetiv shal eira ve'ena machitza dibru Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. So this is Rabbi Yehuda's son. Rabbi Yehuda was the first opinion that these things were only good in a shayara. His son says, any machitza which isn't sheti and eirev. Here you see picture 230. Sheti ve'erev. Sheti is the vertical poles. Erev is the horizontal poles. It's taken from the weaving. So here, any mechitza not sheti be'erev, like in picture 230, is not a mechitza. That's opinion number three. Then opinion number four, v'chachamim omrim echad mishnei devarim. The chachamim hold, it just has to be one of the two, and the Gemara is going to explain the difference between these chachamim and the first opinion we had, and the first opinion we had here before. Okay, who's got questions? Come to us, anything we did. All right, I'm moving on.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
This, the one with the fence here.
Yeah, I'm coming back.
With the caravan.
Yeah.
That seems to be the closest to what you'd say is like the modern concept of our Eruv.
Wait. You mean this picture that I'm pointing to now?
Yeah, the one where it goes around.
That you think is equivalent to our Eruv?
No, conceptually it seems okay. Like that.
Okay, remember, our Eruv is working with the Tzuris HaPetach, remember? So with Tzuris HaPetach, remember, Tzuris HaPetach means it's like we've had it before. All right, I can't go searching around, but our Eruv was working with the Tzurat HaPetach. Tzurat HaPetach, you have a Lechi, Lechi, and a Korah on top of it. That's the way our Eruv is working, right?
So that's the derivation of, like, the modern concept of an Eruv?
Is right. It's Tzurat HaPetach. That's exactly how the Eruv is working. This case is not with Tzurat HaPetach. This case is just horizontal, right? You have the vertical, but the vertical is far and few between. So it's really a series of horizontal lines. So that's not.
Does it have to surround it completely?
So again, we studied that. Again, this we consider to be omeid. This we consider to be solid, but the omeid has to be rubu al aparetz. Remember, you have to be more standing than open. And remember that the openings are limited to 10 amot. Remember, we learned this as well. In other words, you can't have an opening that's greater than an entranceway. Could be 10 amot. I can't have an entrance that's greater than 10 amot. But he's saying that if I would surround an area with this, I have a good mechitza. But there's machloket in the Mishnah whether any area is good like that. There is a place where we do use mechitza like that. Who can think of a common
place? The stucco walls from the shul
stucco.
Yeah. Who's that? Aaron Moshe? Who said that? Aaron Moshe?
The other Aaron.
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron Gershon. You're 100% right, Aaron Gershon. We use it in the sukkah. The word now they use in the sukkah. They used to not use it in the sukkah. But in the sukkah, we have mechitzot like that. And then fern head as well. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara now. Okay, so everybody mute themselves again. Please mute. And let's go back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amrav Hamnunam Arav. Hamnunam says the name of Rav. Harei Ru Omein Ru Balaparetz B'Sheti Havi Omeid. So he says that Chazal teach us that if sheti is if I have vertical poles, so that's considered to be solid. If I have a series of vertical poles, solid. So by Rav Hamnuna, be'erev moi. Let's say I have horizontal lines, like with the ropes, but what would be the din? Now, when he says be'erev moi, we can't just derive it from the rope case in the Mishnah, because there everything was omeid. That was like lavud. What he means is, let me just see for a second. One second. He says in the English, is such a partition valid if a majority of its height is walled, but there are large horizontal gaps? In other words, let's see, 8. What is he? We're 18, right? Right. So he says the horizontal gaps in the height of partition might invalidate the partition, cannot be viewed as entranceways. Gaps that are 3 tefachim or wider, right? So he wants to say, let's say I have horizontal like ropes with greater than 3 tefachim between the ropes. So does that constitute a solid mechitza? So Amar Abaye Tashma. So Abaye says we're going to bring a proof from our Mishnah, Shir Chavalim V'Ovyon Yeter Al Tefach, that the total height of the or the total amount of the ropes and their thickness is more than a tefach, shukolhas kakolas are tefachim, so that in total that they'll equal 10 tefachim. So in other words, this area is 10 tefachim. He says v'ita, now if it would be true that we view everything as being solid in there, he says lamali yeter al tefach, why do we need the ropes to be more than a tefach? La'avid, I could come up with a different scenario that should work if it's true that it's solid. La'abid pachot mishlosha, I'll make a space less than 3 tefachim v'chevel mashu, meaning an infinitesimal amount of chevel. So in other words, the first space will be like here, less than 3 tefachim, and then a very thin rope. Pachot mishlosha v'chevel mashu, then another space of 3 tefachim and less a little thin rope. then pachot me arba'a, then the last space I'll make four tfachim b'chevel mashahu. In other words, so here, the solid would be the six tfachim, but the whole wall would be ten tfachim, but the solid would be greater than the air. In other words, when I close it in with lava, that's solid. When it's open with the air, that's space. But here, the wall would be 10 tefachim in height, but of the 10 tefachim in height, 4 would be air, that's air, but 6 would be like lavud, which would be like solid. So if you're going to say like, if, as long as it's like, you know, any sort of horizontal mechitza, so I just have, all I need is the majority to be solid, so here I have the majority solid, and misacha kol, it's 10 tefachim. That would be the way he wants to say. So the Gemara says, "V'tisbara." Does that make sense? Hai pachot mi'arba hechimukimla. Where are you going to put that four tefachim space? Imukimla tatoi. If you're going to say, let's see if I have a picture here, right? So let's say I'll put the four tefach space in the lower flap where the base is here, and you see the goat making his way through there. He says, "So let me back." He says, if I put it on the lower strip, so then, in other words, if I have a space of four tefachim here, that cannot possibly be viewed as solid under any circumstance, because the kid's animal type can get through it. So if the kids can get through it, that's not a mechitza, that's dead letter. If I'll put the large space in the top third, so this will be four tefachim. He says, "Ati avira dahigisa mavatale." So I'm going to have a big space above. I have this little thin piece of rope. I have a big space of air on top of it, and I have a space of air below it. So that those two spaces will outnumber it and erase it. He says, "Imukim la b'mitzay." If I put the four tefach space in the middle, he says, Ati avira dahigisu dahigisa mavatale. So the space on the top and the space on the bottom will be vatale. So he says, I didn't say right, I'm sorry. He says, Imukim la b'mitzei habale omein rubalaparis b'shtei ruchot. So the omeid is only if I use from two directions. In other words, here I'll have four tzvachim. Here I have three and three. So the three and three only predominates over the four if I take, you know, this A on top and C in the bottom, and I add it together. So that's a question, halacha, whether you're allowed to do that. Shami na omin ruvel aparis v'shtei ruchot avi omin. So then I would theoretically be able to deduce that if the omin is ruvel aparis, the solid part is greater than the opening, but I have to take it from two different directions, it'd be omin. So the Gemara, let me just get to the two dots. So the Gemara says, Ela Rav Hamnuna haki kama bayalei. So Rav Hamnuna was asking a totally different question. This is what he was asking. Going to aiti machetzela tahavi shiva umashahu. If I bring a mat, which is seven tefachim, so here's the mat, here's four tefachim, here's three tefachim. He says, v'chachak ba shlosha, he's cuts out a segment of three tefachim. So he's got four tefachim here, a space of three tefachim. He says, v'shavak ba arba umashahu. He leaves four tefachim solid, and he leaves a little strip on the bottom, which is over here. So he's got this space, a space of three tefachim in the middle. V'ukma b'pachot mishlosha. And he puts this in less than three tefachim from the ground. So the idea being with like this, if he does it like this, so this is in footnote 28. The gap adjacent to the ground is less than three tefachim high. So here, bays, this is less than three tefachim high. So that passes muster. The gedayim, the kids can't go through it because it's less than three tefachim high. The top section is not nullified by open spaces on both sides, he says, because it is larger, four tefachim, than the space below it. This is four tefachim and overcomes that. And the closed section on one side of the gap is larger than the gap. The closed section on one side of the gap, there was the top section is four tefachim, is larger than the three tefachim here. So that's what he was asking. 1 minute, let me just do one more piece, then I'll come. He says, Rav Ashi says, his question was, mechitza teluya ibayalei. If I have a mechitza teluya, which is like the mechitzas are in the air, and then I want to, you know, draw the lines down. If I had a destroyed building, I can't get the picture in front of it right now, but a destroyed building, it has walls, but then it's missing on the bottom. It doesn't have mechitza tluya here? 1 minute. How can it not have it? Oh. Where is... Oh. Anyway, so what it means...
Neither does the art school.
Oh, anyway, so it means like this. Let's say you're fishing from a porch. You're fishing from a porch, and you have a sleeve that's dropping down from the porch. And the porch, let's say, is 20 feet above the water, and the porch is over the water. And I have a sleeve, like, coming out of the bottom of the porch. So if that's a mechitza tluya. So mechitza tluya means the mechitza is suspended in the air, and then I have to draw the... I have to draw the walls down to the water. So that only works in the water. That's the only case where mechitza tluya.
I think that's note 31 in the art scroll.
Oh, okay. So that's it. So note 31 in the art scroll, according to Fern. Okay. So let me just summarize what we did, then we'll take some questions. So I must confess, these are difficult concepts. But he was talking that apparently Rav Hamnuna had a question. So the Gemara ends up saying that Rav Hamnuna's question was asking if I have one of two questions he was asking. One is if I have this mat and I cut out a piece of the mat and I have a little sliver here, is that a good mechitza? Because l'chora, it should be a good mechitza. That's what he was asking. I have a 4 tefach space here. Here's 3. The 4 is more than the 3. Here it's less than 3. It cuts it out. The gedayim. Is that a good mechitza? That's one question. Or else he was asking about a mechitza tluya. Is a mechitza tluya a good mechitza? All right, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? Oh, boy. I see. Erevin has made everybody speechless. Okay, let me go further in the Gemara. Now, all right, makifin bekanim v'chulei. Now, we said that we can make a... We can make a mechitza with kanim, with these poles or reeds, right? He says, so the Tanakhama in the Mishnah, we had 4 opinions in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that this mechitza only works in a shiara, in a caravan. It doesn't work elsewhere. So the Gemara says, b'shiara in b'yachilo, for an individual not. So it means if I want to make a fence around my house and it looks like just those poles standing up, so according to the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, I cannot do that. But in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, they didn't permit the individual to use it if the space is larger than a Beit Satayim. Beit Satayim is 100 amot by 50 amot. Meaning, if I have a space that's less than that, let's say 50 amot by 50 amot, I could use it. So which is Rabbi Yehuda's position? Is it not good at all for an individual? Or is it not good just if it's more than a Beit Satayim? So the Gemara says, "The Amar Rav Nachman v'itema Rabbi Bibar Abaye lo nischa elitein lahem kol tzarkan." Like Rav Nachman, and some say Rabbi Bibar Abaye explained elsewhere when he says you can't use it, he didn't mean you can't use it at all. He meant you can't do everything you would want to with it. So he says, "Hachanam elitein lahem kol tzarkan." So when Rabbi Huda says this is for shiara, it's not for yachid, he didn't mean that the yachid can never use it. According to his opinion, he meant that the yachid can use it under limited circumstances. In other words, these are inferior mechitzot. So according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, you're in a shiara, in a caravan, you could use it. If you're a yachid, you can only use it if the area you want to enclose is less than a Beit Satayim, less than 50 amot by 100 amot. So hecha itmar d'Rav Nachman v'tim Rabbi Bibar Abaye. So where was that statement made about, like, called Sarkon, when he says it's no good? It's just that he doesn't mean no good at all, but it means called Sarkon. He says, ahadetnan, that which we learn in the Mishnah, kol mechitza she'ena shalsheti be'erevena mechitza, div Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. So the Mishnah says, this is a different opinion we had in the Mishnah, this is Rabbi Yehuda's son. So the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, I can only use these things in a shiara, but a yachid is limited to what he could use. His son, Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, says that any mechitza that's not sheti ve'erev, any mechitza that's not like picture 230, is not a mechitza. So Umiyama Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda Hachi. Did Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda really say that's true? It has to be both, you know, Sheti and Erev. It has to be vertical and horizontal. V'hatanya, we learn the Braisa, Echad Yachid v'Echad Shiara l'chabalim, that when it's an individual or a caravan, you could use those ropes. Ropes are just viewed as being horizontal. He says, Uma ben Yachid l'Shiara, what's the difference between an individual and a caravan? Yachid notnin lo beit satayim. A yachid, he can use it if it's less than a beit satayim. Shnayim notnin lahem beit satayim. If it's two people that they share a piece of property, they can use it, same thing, up until beit satayim. Shoshana sushiara v'notnin beit sheish to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says if there are three people shiara, they can even use it for twice that amount, for beit sheish. But the point being, that, and we'll come back to this shortly, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says that that an individual can never use it. An individual can never use the ropes by itself. But in the Braisa, he says an individual could use it as long as not Beit Satayim. But Chachamim Omrim, Echad Yachim, Echad Shiara, Notnim Lehen Kol Tzarkan. Chachamim say, whether it's an individual or a caravan, they can use it as their heart's delights. Vajlai Beit Satayim Panui, provided that Beit Satayim is not open within the Mechitza, and the Gemara in tomorrow's daf will discuss that line. So the main point is that we have a contradiction in Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Here in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says, if it doesn't look like picture 230, it's not a good Mechitza. But in the Braisa, he says an individual could use like just the ropes for up until Beit Satayim. So concerning that, Amrav Nachman, Yitim Rabbi Bibarabaye, Lo Nistrucha, Litin Lehen, Kol Tzarkan. When he said he can't use it, he means he can't use it, you know, across the board, but you could use it with limitations. Okay, whose questions come to something we did?
What are the limitations? No one has discussed it. They just talk about Tzarkan.
No. We just spoke to the limitations. Remember, we said an individual can only use it up until the space of a Beit Satayim. That's the limitation. In other words,
it could be for all their needs within that space?
No. So, in other words, so Litin Lahen called Tzarkan. So, how does he translate that? One second.
Yeah, once they could carry, whatever they need.
Right. 1 second. I just want to see how he translates it. 1 second. Yeah, only the issue of allowing them enough space for all their needs. In other words, Kol Tzarkan is as large a space as I need. That's Kol Tzarkan. So Kol Tzarkan is unlimited space. So he's saying, so when they say that an individual, that these aren't goods for an individual, it means they aren't good in an unlimited fashion for an individual. But if I limit the amount of space that's covered, an individual could use it. In other words, an individual can use it up to space 50 amot by 100 amot. Kol Tzarkan would mean as large as I need it. Okay? All right, good.
So a Seah is 50 by 50?
Beit Satayim
is 50 by 100.
Beit Satayim is 50 by 100, the size of the Mishkan. It really means the amount of space I think that you would harvest a Seah of grain from. In other words, if you were a farmer and planting grain, it's the amount of space that you would harvest a saw of grain from.
But sa'atayim is twice. It's
right. So a beit sa'a would be 50 by 50. Beit sa'atayim is 100 by 50.
Okay.
All right? Okay. All right. I get confused whether it's to sow the grain or harvest the grain, but I think it's to harvest the grain. Okay? Let's see back in the Gemara. All right. Now we're six lines from the bottom. Darash Rav Nachman, Mishum Rabbeinu Shmuel. So Nachman Darshan, the name Rabbeinu Shmuel. So this is Rabbeinu Shmuel. I assume he means the famous Shmuel, but I'm not really sure. He says, Yachid notnim lo beit satayim. So here he's talking about, like, you have the inferior partitions. In other words, it could be a vertical partition or a horizontal partition. It could be the poles or the ropes. Each one is inferior because if it doesn't have, one is sheti, the vertical one. One is Erev, is the horizontal one, the ropes. So if I have Sheti and Erev, it's not inferior. But if I have Sheti or Erev, it's inferior. So he says, Yachin onim lo beit satayim. If it's an individual and he's got the inferior partition, he can do up to beit satayim, the 100 amot by the 50 amot. Shnayim, if there are two people, let's say in a partnership or whatever, nonim lahu beit satayim. Shosha, three people, nasu shiara. Three people, they get the status of a caravan. He says, v'nonim lahem beit sheish. They can use the inferior partitions for six sa'a. So that would be, 6 hour would be three times that amount, right? So let me just make sure what he says here.
Yes, three times. That's right.
Right. With six,
the math works out from the two to the three, but not from the one to the two.
All right. Again, so wait. The one and two is based on time. And then three people, they get a much larger space.
They get three times the one. Let's just hold it one minute, okay?
So if it's three people, they get three times the 50 by 100. So 50 by 100 is 5,000 square amot. So they get 15,000 square amot if it's three people. 15,000 square amot. So it's just saying one and two is one category. Three is a different category. That's what we're saying. Okay, now he says like this. Let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara, so it seems like the way Rav Nachman is quoting the halacha, the name is Shmuel, it seems like he's just quoting Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, right? Because Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda said that
one or two, you get two bits of time, and three or more, you get six.
Right. So that's the Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Shavkat Rabbanan ba'avik Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. So you left the Chachamim and you're passing like Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Seems like a Shitas Yachid against the Rabbim. So Hadar Ukim Rav Nachman Amora Lei B'Darash. So Rav Nachman, afterward, he got to speak, and Amora is like a speaker, and he's an elaborator, a translator, and he darshan, Dvorim Shamar Tilfnechem Ta'udhein B'Yadi. That which I darshan previously was a big mistake. And it's a big amount of godless to get up to say, I made a mistake. And this is Rav Nachman, is a gadol ador. So he said, I made a mistake. He says, Baram, truly, Kachamru. Yachid on the base of time. So the Yachid gives time. Shnaim on the base of time with the inferior partition. So far the same. But Shlosha, Nasu Shiara, the Notnimland called Sarkam. Three, they're like a caravan and they can do whatever they want. So now here he's mixing and matching, right? So the first two categories, he's doing like Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. The last category, he's doing like the Chachamim. The Chachamim say you do is called Sarkan. So the Gemara says the top line, you're Zayin Amad Aleph. Reisha Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda b'Sefer Rabbanan. You mean he's mixing and matching? He took a little bit of Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda and a little bit like the Chachamim in. He did. Mishum dekayav hu b'shitate. Because his father is, again, Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda means Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda's father. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda's father is the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. They're both Tanaim, Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, and his father is Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda, remember, we quoted him 15 lines from the bottom on the previous Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the first halacha. So it's not just the Yachid anymore. So in other words, if I'm an individual or two people, Rabbi Yehuda and his son, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, both agree, you're limited to Beis Satayim. So it's not just the Yachid, it's two Tanayim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. So therefore, Rav Nachman felt like the first halacha, he agrees with Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. And the last halacha, he's going like the Shita of the Chachamim. Okay, who's got questions, comments, notes, and ideas? Let me end the recording, then I'll talk. One second. Let me end the recording.